Listen, put me in the parking lot, you know, with bears, and I'll go out there and play. It don't matter.
You are Locked On Auburn, your daily podcast on the Auburn Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It's Iron Bowl week. It is Thanksgiving week, and this is our annual Thanksgiving show. Even though tomorrow is Thanksgiving, tomorrow we will have a crossover with Locked On Bama. But first things first, we are thankful for our friends at Fetch Me Home Delivery. This week they have partnered with Jersey Mike's, Mama G's, and their new partner, Jim Bob's. You can use promo code 10OFF, 10OFF, to get $10 off your meal from Jersey Mike's, Mama G's, and Jim Bob's if you spend over $30 there. Also, use promo code ZACH20 for your first delivery free. And as you're eating and spending time with family this week, please consider to donate through Fetch Me. Add a few dollars to your order with them to donate to the Food Bank of East Alabama. They're going to match all donations for the B-Bama Food Drive, which, of course, is, I believe it comes to an end this weekend. So be sure to check them out, fetchmedelivery.com or the free Fetch Me Delivery app. Use promo code ZACH20 for your first delivery free. I'm Zach Blackerby. You're Michael Pappas. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, Zach. How are you?
I'm good. I'm thankful for you.
I'm thankful for you, too.
Sweet. Sweet. I think a lot of you guys will be listening to this, driving to see family. So we're going to each list five things Auburn fans should be thankful for. So I'm going to go first. I think Auburn fans should be thankful for the fact that we got a football season law this year, and it appears that we're going to have a basketball season start on Thursday as well. Kind of back and forth on if this thing was actually going to happen. And I think the way that it did happen with conferences kind of teaming up and kind of being, you know, all right, 10 SEC games, I think that is going to make college football better in the long run, because I think we've all enjoyed having a conference game each and every week, and I think that's something we should be thankful for because it's going to make college football better.
Yeah, the conference games every week has been awesome. Absolutely awesome. Wait, are we starting with number five or number one?
Mine aren't in any order.
Oh, okay. My first thing is going to be Auburn fans should be thankful that all the other Auburn fans care so much.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've talked about it before that, one of the worst part for me, at least, about Auburn losing is that my whole day on Monday is literally just spent waiting for someone to ask me about the game. And for it to be ruined, like my day to be just ruined. And like people will still ask me on like Wednesday or Thursday about last week's game or this upcoming game. And I'm like, why would you bring up last week's game? Like, we lost. I don't want to talk about that. And so then that day will be ruined. And like after Penn State lost to Indiana in their first game of the season a couple weeks ago, Zach, I went to talk to some of my coworkers at my day job that went to Penn State. And I'm like, hey, like, sorry, guys. Sucks. Whatever. Mm-hmm. No, like, about what? I was like, I don't know. The heartbreaking loss you guys suffered on Saturday? And both of these guys are like, oh, yeah, no, we're over it. I was just like, what?
That's so hard to wrap my mind around.
It's 9 a.m. on Monday and you're over it? Are you kidding me? All right.
That's funny. That's funny. My number two is the kick six, especially with it being Iron Bowl week. I think we all remember where we were when that happened. A lot of us were with family. A lot of us were with significant others and friends. And I know a lot of the folks our age, Michael, were, you know, they were in college, and you know, those were some of the, you know, the most fun years of your life. So that's something we're always going to hold on to. And I'm glad that every time we play Alabama for the rest of forever, we'll get to think about that and we'll get to talk about those moments. And I think that's something that, you know, that 1 second is going to live on for forever. And I think, with, you know, the passing of Rod Bramlett, I think it makes that moment even more special and even more kind of emotionally charged. And I think it's a great way to remember him every single year this time.
That was heavy. You ended that one real, like, it started on, like, oh, football play, and ended, like, ooh, man, heavy.
I mean, it's real, man. I mean, all these people.
No, I know. I don't disagree with you.
The thing that drives me crazy, and people that aren't sports people say it, and it just, it really just makes me mad, when people are like, it's just the game. I'm like, get that crap out of here. Like, it is so much more than that. So I'm thankful for that.
Okay. I think Auburn fans should be thankful for Jordan-Hare Stadium.
Wow.
I'm going to be honest. And games inside the stadium and just that the environment. It is it's kind of crazy to me. Every game, every Auburn home game this season, we've had the announcers talk about, you know, how much of a shame it is that the stadium's not full because Jordan-Hare Stadium is always such an incredible place to play and the fans are amazing and blah, 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 blah. And every time they talk about it, I'm like, you're right. It is. It's awesome.
Yeah, I went to see – I haven't been to a whole lot of college football stadiums. That's just going to be the away team. That's – I don't know. I'm a smack talker and always gets me in trouble. So I just genuinely, like, end up not having a good time a lot of the times. And I've just got bad luck for the games that I go to. But, like, comparing Jordan-Hare to all of the other college venues that I've been to, I mean, it blows it out of the park. And obviously we're biased, but just the campus as a whole, like, I went to Ohio State's stadium last year, and it's like, this is one of this is probably the second or third best college football program in the country. And it's like, your stadium's big, but it kind of stinks. It's kind of just this big cement block that's carved into seats, and you've got, like, the TV that's the size of the one in my living room as your Jumbotron, and it looks like, you know, a high school production as far as, you know, what you're putting on there. And so the whole, you know, I think you can definitely make the argument that Auburn has invested too much in the game day experience to where it's almost, like, detracted from it a little bit because it's so much of a production. None of it is natural at all. But it's really, really nice, and you miss it when you get away from it.
Yeah, you shut your mouth. I love that production.
I do too, man. I work there. I worked for Warrior Productions when I was in school. I am all about it. I'm all about it. Today's show brought to you by our friends at Homefield. We partnered with these guys a few months ago now, and Auburn fans have been all about their Homefield apparel. I mean, it is licensed collegiate apparel. They're based out of Indianapolis, but incredibly comfortable, officially licensed apparel with vintage college designs. Homefield digs through Auburn's archives to find unique logos, mascots, etc. to make thoughtful designs and prints those logos on the most comfortable tees and hoodies you'll ever own. I have two shirts from Homefield. I plan on buying more for people for Christmas, and I'm going to use the Black Friday or Cyber Monday code. You can get 30% off Homefield Vintage Collegiate Collection with BF Auburn at checkout. BFAUBURN Black Friday. BF Auburn at checkout at homefieldapparel.com for their Black Friday sale going on through now through Cyber Monday. So that is the 30th. So be sure to check that out. Today's show also brought to you by our friends at Coors Light. Everything's go, 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 but it is the holiday season, it is Thanksgiving, and it is time to just chill and to relax. And so I encourage you to reach out and grab the beer that's made to chill and just eat food and watch football and indulge and relax with a nice ice-cold Coors Light that is as crisp and cold as the Colorado Rockies. You can get the new look delivered straight to your door at get.coorslight.com. Celebrate responsibly. When you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. All right, Michael, let's take a look at our third thing that Auburn fans should be thankful for. And mine is that Auburn is where it is as far as where it is in the football season. I mean, if you look at some of the quote-unquote top teams in the Big Ten, it has been an absolute disaster. If you are Michigan, if you are Penn State, if you are Michigan State, If you are not Ohio State or Indiana, you are upset right now, and you are really, really sad. And Auburn is not in that situation at all, and I think that is I think that's a good thing. Unless you're one of the super anti-Gus Malzahn people, I think that is a really, really good thing with how the season has turned out. So that is my that's my number three.
Okay. Even Wisconsin just went down, which is a huge win for Auburn's playoff chances, just saying.
You're not wrong.
My number three, Zach, not along the same lines as you you went with there.
Okay.
At all.
That's all right.
I'm going to go with Auburn should be thankful for Jack Bicknell, or Bicknell, or however you say his last name.
Sweet.
Because he has whipped this offensive line into shape. They don't have a spring.
Right.
I don't even remember. Didn't Jack Bicknell get hired in like July?
They waited a while to hire him.
And then he comes in. The offensive line's flat stunk for like the first two games.
Right.
And now
it's the strength of the team.
We got guys winning offensive lineman of the week awards.
Let's think about this. And we talked about it briefly on the show yesterday. But we live in a world where Nick Broms won SEC
Auburn's
offensive
worst
lineman.
Offensive lineman by a.
No, it's not Alex Jack. Alex Jackson's the worst.
Okay. I'm talking about Nick Broms. Okay. I know we got yesterday you were talking about Nick Brahams.
Okay.
I don't know who that is, but Nick Broms, man.
I can't believe. I mean, has anyone been just pooped on more on this team by Auburn fans than Nick Brahams and Nick Broms?
Shout out to him, though.
I mean, it's awesome. I mean, what a testament to Jack Bicknell and just the culture of this offensive line getting better. Didn't realize he was a junior, by the way. I feel
he was a redshirt freshman in, what was it, 18, when Auburn also didn't have a center?
Right. I wonder how he feels that like people are like, Auburn doesn't have a center, and he's been the center for 3 years.
But he hasn't, like, I don't know. His whole situation's weird, right? 2 years ago, he was the backup that they thought might get some time and did get whatever.
And then Caleb Kim was way better than him. So, like,
yeah.
That is fine. But then, like, Caleb Kim would, like, have to miss time or whatever. And then it's also, like, Caleb Kim is still, like, he kind of stunk, too. So, it's like, what do you do?
And same with last year, where it was kind of like, which is the better of two evils.
Uh-huh.
This year, he's winning SEC Player of the Week after being just absolutely putrid. So, shout out Jack Bicknell. However the heck you say his name. And
no, that's a great one. That may be the best on the list so far. All right.
Everyone should be thankful for. I try to think outside the box.
No, you do a great job. You do a great job. Sometimes I get you in trouble with the list. It's been a minute since we've done a list show. I think you're killing it so far. What's your fourth thing?
No, you had to go. We're going back and forth. You can't just switch it up on me like that.
I sent you the outline. Zach thing three, Michael thing three, Michael thing four, Zach thing four. You can't call out my misspelling on the outline and then not follow it. That's not fair. That's not fair at all.
I was still on the last outline.
That's not fair at all.
Oh my gosh. Man. Just embarrassed now. I was still on yesterday's outline.
That's fine. You want me to go? I can go. All right. I think Auburn fans should be thankful for Tank Bigsby. Hopefully he's able to play and he's back to normal or close to 100% for the Iron Bowl on Saturday. But this is a guy that Auburn fans are going to be able to watch at Auburn for the next two seasons. And I think he's going to get better and better. And because of, you know, Jack Bicknell that you just mentioned, I think the offensive line is going to get better and better. And I think Bo Nix is going to get better as a passer next year. And I think Bo Nix will stay a senior year as well. And I think it's just going to expand what Tank Bigsby is able to do in the run game. And just kind of with the way college offenses are, he's got a chance to break some records here. So I think that'll be exciting. And I think the sky is the limit for him. And it's really cool that we get to talk about a guy named Tank every single week. I think that's awesome. So Tank Bigsby.
I'm going to go with along the same vein. I'm going to go with that Auburn fans should be thankful For the little thing that is now integrated into Twitter, that is GIFs. So you just click the button and it goes and you can pick the search and pick GIFs. I feel like we have a lot of fun with that during games. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I tweeted a GIF on Saturday that was just smoke. Got like 20 likes. It was amazing.
That's awesome.
Everyone knew. Like I think we have a lot of fun during games on Auburn, I guess Auburn Twitter, if you want to call it. And I think we have a lot of fun on there in general. And I really think that GIF functionality has taken us to the next level.
Your list was doing so well.
Come on. I didn't have a fourth thing. I'm sorry. I didn't have a fourth thing.
Well, I'm really excited to hear your fifth thing. I'm going to read an ad real quick. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Built Bar. Big fans of them. The best tasting protein bar, wait for it, ever. Yeah, it's the best ever. 100% covered in rich, pure, beautiful chocolate. 18 amazing flavors, including caramel brownie, cookies and cream, lemon almond cheesecake, coconut almond, raspberry, all kinds of things. They've got nut and non-nut flavors, depending on your allergy requirements. And all these are soft and easy to chew. Great for the health conscious guy or gal listening to this show right now. And it's great for the keto diet if you were into that sort of thing. So go to builtbar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at builtbar.com. All right, Pappas, well, we each have one more, right? You ready? Or you want me to go one more time?
Whichever you'd prefer, Zach.
Okay, I'll go ahead and go. We're kind of good at everything. We are an everything school. Auburn basketball, it's been kind of a crazy week, and we were recording this Monday night. So if anything else happens with the Sharif Cooper thing, it's going to be, we will not be able to talk about it this week. But we're good at basketball. We've been to the Final Four recently. Next season should be our most talented roster that we've ever had in school history. Baseball is a threat to go to Omaha every single year with Butch Thompson. Gymnastics is a top 10 program pretty much every year under Graba. Softball, I think we're slowly getting back up there. I don't know if Mickey Dean's the guy or not moving forward. We'll have to see. But all in all, the sports that Auburn fans care about, we are competitive in pretty much everything. We're not like a lot of schools in the SEC where it's like it's football or bust. I think we have a lot of pride, and I can't list all those schools without mentioning Equestrian, the powerhouse there as well. So we're good at everything. We are an everything school, and we own it, and I love that.
Yeah, all right. For me...
Are you turning your mic on and off? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's fine.
All right, so for me...
You didn't make a list. You're waiting this.
This one is pretty obvious.
You were totally waiting this.
No, I did make a list, but I only had four things, okay?
Well, you didn't know what number four was.
Yeah, correct, because I had one, two, three, and five letters, two words. Phonix. Woo! Nailed it.
Oh, is that what the fifth one is? Five letters, two words, Bo Nix?
Yeah, come on.
Are you thankful for the rap, or are you thankful for Bo?
Honestly, I mean, both. I'm thankful for the rap, for starters, because it's incredible. But then also, that wouldn't be possible without the guy. So I'm also thankful for the guy.
Is this the worst podcast we've ever done?
Is what?
Is this the worst podcast we've ever done?
Absolutely not. We have way worse podcasts. We knew what we were going to talk about on this one. That automatically makes it not the worst podcast ever done.
If you think this is the worst podcast we've ever done, let us know. 205-502-4285.
If you think this is the worst one we've ever done, wait till you hear tomorrow's. See what I did there, Zach? Yeah, nice. Kept them coming back.
Nice. Yeah, tomorrow, once again, yeah, it'll be a crossover with Locked On Bama's Luke Robinson. And then Friday, we'll be joined by Justin Ferguson with the Auburn Observer for a Ferg Friday. Where can people find you, buddy?
Be sure to tune into that one on Friday to see if it's worse than tomorrow's.
Actually, last week's Ferg Friday was the most listened to podcast, like individual podcast, in the whole Locked On College network.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll try not to take that personally. Okay, so you can follow me on Twitter at CouchPapTato. And
you can follow me on Twitter at ZBlackerby. Give Michael some love, please. Follow the show on Twitter at LockedOnAuburn and on Instagram at Auburn Podcast. Have a great Thanksgiving, buddy.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving, Zach.
And thank you so much for listening. Happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you. We are extremely thankful for all of you. Drive safe if you're driving. If you're staying at home, be safe doing that as well, and enjoy some great food, great football, and time with family. More Locked On Auburn coming up tomorrow.